Joel Madden from Good Charlotte joins us on the show this morning. Good morning, mate.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're just chilling here, and we're talking all things Australia today, and you're a huge part of the Australian culture and landscape now after moving here sometime and being with The Voice. But when you go back home, when you go back to the States, what Aussie things and particular foods can't you live without?
Well, I am, obviously, everyone at home knows that I'm a big-time fan of Australia, and so one of the things I keep at my house for everyone who comes over is Tim Tams.
I knew you were going to say that. You can't go without it, right? And you have to have the original Tim Tams.
Yeah, and it's funny because I know it's not a big deal here, but at home, it's like, it's a real conversation point. Like when someone comes over and they're like, I have stacks of them in my pantry so that I can pull them out and be like, hey, take these with you. You want to, you know, like it's like a little parting gift. So definitely like a very Aussie thing about me.
Okay, and do you like Vegemite?
I don't like Vegemite.
No.
That's okay.
I know that's un-Australian, but
a lot of people don't.
Too salty.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of Aussie stuff, we know you signed Brizzy band Chase Atlantic on your label. What other Australian music are you listening to at the moment?
Well, you know, as far as new bands, Chase Atlantic is probably the one I'm the most excited about. And, you know, they're actually going to have some big news probably coming for you guys very soon.
Out of
America, they're doing really well. But the greatest thing about that band is how they write everything, they produce everything, they play everything. It really blows my mind how Australian musicians and artists are so like miles above everyone else in talent and ability.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's almost like you have to be better to make it here.
Yeah.
And I'm so impressed with these kids who are 18, 19, 21, who can record themselves, produce themselves, make their own videos, play all the instruments. It's really impressive. And their brand of pop to me is the most interesting pop music I've heard in a long time. I'm really excited about them. And then obviously I'm just a fan of like good, solid Australian rock music. Like, I love Tame Impala.
Mm-hmm.
I love Boy and Bear.
Yeah.
So I mean, Australian music is it's truly unique to itself. It's a really cool place for music, and I'm such a fan of the artists over here.
Joel, I read somewhere recently that Youth Authority and the reason, one of the main inspirations for getting back into the studio with your brother and the other lads from Good Charlotte was 5 Seconds of Summer, having fun, cutting loose, and doing their thing, sort of reminded you of why you guys did it in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, again, another example of good Aussie, like, talent in 5 Seconds of Summer being such young guys. Another thing we always forget is how old these guys are. They're really, really great musicians, great band, and just good guys. They just represent you guys really well. They're solid dudes. It's been really great not only being able to work with them, but just hanging around them and watching them handle success.
Yeah.
With such good manners, and they really are great guys. It's something that you, everyone should be proud of. But I certainly feel like I'm always so impressed when I see young guys work so hard and achieve success, and then handle it so well. Is always such a great thing. But they've definitely been they were definitely a part of the reason, you know, Good Charlotte. Working with them and working on their record definitely made us want to make another record.
We're chatting to Joel Madden from Good Charlotte.
Thank you, guys.